Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one... the only Pucko Podcast!
So, Bo, you know what those cracks are on the skull of Cubone?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it, like, fell down or something.
No, it's actually, like, the stains from the tears when it cries. It's real sad.
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah.
Pucko!
Grab your friends, it's that time again. Listen to the show where the fun never ends. It's Pucko!
Pucko!
Oh yeah.
Pucko!
And welcome to the 180th episode of the Pucko Podcast. I'm your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my co-hosts,
Bosefus
and Shamu.
And we're here bringing you another exciting episode of the Pucko Podcast. Welcome if you are a new listener to the show. If you didn't know, which you might not, Pucko stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, which is a nonsensical name we made up 7 years ago.
Woo!
And
long ago.
So long ago.
Four scores.
I mean, I guess like at the end of this year, like Pucko will have been around for like 8 years. Which is kind of insane. But...
We've been around for 49 dog years.
49? Yeah, currently. Almost 7.5 years, so a lot of dog years.
So like 52 dog years, really.
There's going to be a point where we're going to outlive dogs.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be...
That's crazy.
Things like, just got dark.
It's going to be like, yeah, I got a puppy the first day I listened to Pucko, and it just died, and Puckle's still alive.
Well, then.
We're going to outlive dogs. But either way, I guess I'll start the show with... what I've been starting the show with for the past about year. What have you guys been doing in Pokemon lately?
Well, I'll go first because mine's probably the shortest thing.
Yeah.
I bought a Gengar lanyard, and it's pretty sweet.
Where'd you buy it from?
Spencer's in the mall.
Okay, that makes sense. Spencer's has a lot of Pokemon
stuff. It was a toss-up between that and Squirtle.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, man.
Have you seen the giant Wailord plushes?
What?
Online? What? Okay, so they just started selling them on the Pokemon Center website.
Oh, PokemonCenter.com.
These things are giant.
Are they beanbag chairs? Because
No. I wish.
Oh, they should make those.
It's more like I would say that it reminds me more of a body pillow.
Okay.
So it's like, it's not as long as a body pillow, but it's definitely as, like, thick as a body pillow.
Okay, so like, let me get a size comparison, like,
I mean, there's an actual size on the website.
Never mind.
Are they there?
Yeah, they're there.
Oh, large size.
Probably like the size of a real-life Dunsparce.
Probably. No, Dunsparce is huge, actually. Did you not know that?
Like 4'11".
Dunsparce is, like, big of the person, if I remember right. Or close to.
Wailord is giant.
I mean,
Dunsparce is huge.
No, I don't see Wailord on the site.
But he was just there! I saw him the other day! They must have taken him down. They must have sold out of Wailord.
Speaking of big plushes, I've been playing Crystal Version and trying to do this mystery gift thing.
Yeah.
Trying to get a big Onyx to put in my room on mm-hmm. Crystal Version. And man, I can't get it. I've been trying for like months. I want this big Onyx because it'd be so cool.
Yeah, they're sold out.
Yeah, they were sold out. Okay, but they were giant.
They're on the site. You have to search it.
Yeah, they're there, but they're... So they're, like, giant, and they probably sold out because they're, like, the most popular item on, like, Reddit. Like, Reddit was just, like...
3 feet long. 2 or 3 feet long.
Yeah.
Another two feet.
Yeah, Reddit was just, like, it's 26 inches long, so it's a little over 2 feet.
It's, like, an inch wide and, like, 2 inches long.
Reddit just, like, exploded.
I mean, 2 feet long. Oh, my God.
Reddit just exploded when these things came out. They're just like, look at the Waylord plush I got. It was insane.
Waylord beanbag chair.
That'd be so cool. Like, just, that would be perfect for the studio that I was talking about building the other day, or earlier today.
Say what now?
You know how I was going to build a studio in my new place I'm getting in the next couple months? Waylord beanbag chair. That sounds awesome.
I want a Snorlax beanbag chair. I saw one a long time ago on the internet, and I was like, please get in my mouth. But
what?
I'm sorry, that's a weird thing I say when I want something.
Alright, how about you, Shamu? What have you been doing in Pokemon recently?
Nothing.
Nothing? Really?
Shovel Knight, Smash.
I want to learn to... I've been thinking about getting Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight's good. I got it for Wii U a while ago when it first came out. But they recently brought it for Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, really? They released it on consoles now. Okay.
Yeah. And there's, like, certain DLCs per each one, like God of War and Battletoads.
Yeah.
So, like, I just got it for achievements and such.
I'm thinking I'm going to get
achievements are very hard.
So, what I've been doing recently in Pokemon is I've been working on my Summer League team, mostly, but also just playing some random battles. And I was working with you, actually, and Scrawn earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's the thing we did.
We're working on the YouTube stuff. We're getting scripts and stuff ready. And we're going to start doing some prototype videos for the inner circles of Puckle to watch and preview for your pleasure.
Make sure everything is good.
Make sure everything looks good. We're still tossing up and throwing around ideas for the format, so there might be a couple different versions of the same video that get tossed around. So, that's what we're at with that. But don't worry, it's coming. Puckle YouTube will come back to life.
It's pretty close, actually.
It's actually really close. If I get a script going, once I get a script ready, it'll be good to go.
Yeah, it's pretty much final steps right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've only been, like, hyping the YouTube for 2 years, so...
Since the Puckle revival, we've been... It's getting ready. It's so close. It's closer than it's ever been.
Because you pretty much have everything. You just gotta get the words, and you actually gotta record it.
Yeah, we gotta get the words, we have to record it and edit it up, do a couple different versions of it, pick which one we like, and then we'll probably shoot a couple more in bulk.
Yeah, it's literally just like, it's pretty much getting it done and then polishing it.
Yeah.
I just found my outline and flowchart for Pokesoaps, that little series I was going to do and then forgot about.
I have some more ideas. I'll have to talk to you outside of the show, but I have some more ideas for other content.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's the intro. Let's go kick it to the news because there's some other crazy stuff going on.
Yes, there is.
Cue the epic music.
Coming to you live from the Lavender Town Radio Tower. This just in.
And on to the news. So, real quick before we start, event Pokemon that are going to be out that I don't want to go too into detail with. Right now, you can go to a game store and get a serial code for Darkrai in the UK. Just the UK. I'm hoping we get a Darkrai distribution here in the US. It's been a while since we've had one. But there are a lot of other Pokemon I would prefer an event for, like Genesect There have been a lot we've been missing. We haven't had, like, a Mew event in a while.
I would love, like, a Mew event. There was another Pokemon I was thinking about recently that I'd really like to see again.
I don't know. Okay, but I do like to say, like, Auraz. Have you beaten that yet, Bo?
Okay, I've made progress. I have 3 badges now.
Okay, either way. We have...
I gave my roommate...
They've taken Deoxys away as an event Pokemon. And have made it, like, an in-game Pokemon now, right?
I knew about that already. You spoiled it.
So, I hope it's, I hope something like that could happen in the future with, like, most of the event Pokemon. At least,
like,
the older ones.
Really cool. If they had the Darkrai, like, thing in the game, that's so much better.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would really like to see something like that in the future.
If they had places, like, meant for a Pokemon, and they just don't use it. It's like, why? Because it was in, I think it was, it was one of those three extra towns in Black and White 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the beach one. Where you can go dive and all that. They had a little, like, stone plateau. Perfect for a Pokemon, because there's nothing there. No items, no hidden anything. Just like, two rocks and a single spot. Like, I assumed it was, like, Heldeo or something. I don't know why. But it was a perfect spot for a legendary, and they never used it.
That's kind of cool. Perfect. I remember that, too, because I was like, is this where Shaman is when I go find him? And then I got the Shaman event, and I, like, went to some other weird thing. And it wasn't that. Oh, yeah. Man, it was Route 24 in Diamond and Pearl. I remember...
Oh, I wasn't talking about Diamond and Pearl.
He's talking about Black and White.
Black and White. Well, but yeah, multiple.
There's another one in Diamond and Pearl. It's the exact same...
Okay, without...
Diamond and Pearl, you go through, like, Victory Road or whatever. Don't you? Shaman?
No. It's something different. Either way. Moving on. On top of that, we have a new character for a new fighter for Pokken Tournament. Or Pokken Tournament, or whatever it is. Gengar's been revealed. It was apparently, like, voted for by the fans. First of all, I did not get to vote. I'm a little upset.
I am too.
His design looks really cool, though. Like, it's not, like, just standard, like, this is a purple blob. It's, like, there are little swirlies on his arms and stuff.
He's got, like, a little, like, transparent, like, a translucent look.
Yeah, it's really nice. I really like it.
Creepy, in my opinion. The eyes just, like, freak me out.
I really like it.
They just bulge out a little bit.
And we got to see some more of the background, like, Pokemon. Like, Magnemite's holding a camera, which Vigor, like, exploded about. And it's just really cool. And I'm just saying, it's really close. We can get, like, Pokemon Stadium, like, real easily right now. Because they've got all of the models done. All of the models.
Yeah. They might redo a few of them. Like, I would say they would probably redo the fighters to make them not.
I love the fake Gengars.
I do too, but I just feel like certain ones are just a bit too realistic compared to others.
No. I think it's perfectly fine.
I love it. It looks perfect.
That's what you're going to have to do if you want, like... Okay, so, like, the appeal of, like, doing Stadium was for 3D battles, right?
Yeah.
Now all they have is, oh, you can do it on the TV. That's, like, the only appeal right now. And that's fine for people like me. Which
would
just
it,
love
yeah,
that.
I get it, too. Because, like, so you can make it, like, a party. Party of Pokemon, really.
Exactly. But
really, Pokemon now.
If you want to take it up a notch, you should make the Pokemon designs look a little bit different than they do in-game.
I get it.
Don't make them don't make them cel-shaded artwork, but make it, like, realistic artwork.
Oh, they have Watchog and Sock, too.
Yeah. I mean, most Pokemon, like if you look at the backgrounds in most of these stadiums, they have all of the other Pokemon represented, like Macargo and Slugma, and a lot of fire types are in the background of that one level.
There's a Smeargle too in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Smeargle.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
It's hard to see it.
It's really crazy.
The starters. Yeah, they could really make a stadium out of this.
Yeah. Duh.
So is this? I have an article that says relax. Pokken Tournament will come to Wii U.
Oh, okay. So don't look at the articles for that too much, because it's probably like some like Christian website that's trying to get clickbait.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I scrolled past the ads and it was... But
they do that because it's like, it's probably coming to the Wii U. Well, okay. First of all, we in the U.S. got a trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in...
Yeah, I remember getting...
The U.S. got a trailer for it, so it has to be coming to console because they don't beta test the Tekken games in the U.S. arcades. Because But when was the last time you went to an arcade that wasn't a Chuck E. Cheese?
I went to Gunther's Games when I was at Mizzou, but that was about... Oh, I just revealed where I live for the first time. Well, okay.
Well,
anyway,
this is over.
But yeah, that's a... Yeah, I went to Gunther's Games and I played there sometimes, but I was also a broke joke then, so like if I had a dollar, I wasn't going to spend it at the arcade.
Either way, moving on, Pokken Fighters is cool and all, but we have a new TCG expansion coming out on Wednesday. It's called, Roaring Skies.
Roaring Skies.
Where they have two Mega Rayquaza cards for you to enjoy.
The dragon one is pretty bad.
The dragon one's pretty bad, but the they have a colorless and a dragon type, and
the colorless
looks a lot better.
Yep, colorless usually represents flying in TCG, so that's kind of a nice little homage.
The dragon one like requires like five energies, two, like three different energies, pretty much.
Nobody's gonna run that in their deck.
You know, like four resistances, but it's not worth it to run.
Well, I'm not sure if the set... I haven't looked at all the cards for the set yet, but there's probably specific energy for Rayquaza. So
well, they have double dragon energy now, which counts like, as, like, two of any type.
Two of, and it's, like, two colorless, but it's only for dragon. Yeah.
Oh, but if it's on a dragon Pokemon, it counts as two of any type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, you can only attach it to a dragon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, but when it's there, it still counts as two of any type.
It's
right?
any type, so, yeah. Two of any type. Dragon. It's not bad. Okay.
That's not bad.
It's good.
I mean,
it's
double
good.
Rainbow energy used to be a thing.
Double rainbow.
Yeah, they used to have triple energy at some point. I forget what the throwback.
I remember. Was it called Cyclone Energy? Perhaps.
It might have been. I remember I got donked round that knocked me out of Top Cut because some girl and when I was like 13 had EXP shared her Whismur into a Loudred EX and triple energy and donked my cast form. I was ticked. Like turn one, I didn't even get to take a turn, and she knocked me out, and that's my only Pokemon. That's and Castle was only in my deck to be used as energy, but that was the only basic Pokemon I drew, so I had to play it.
Oh yeah, the Hoenn energies and all that, whatever they were called.
That's awful.
Yeah, they had like you could use those as double rainbow energies. So that might be
There was like other stuff too, like I don't remember the Electrode and Voltorb. Yeah. I don't know. I think they were singular.
But there was Cast Form, there was Magnemite and yeah,
like it
was Delta species, which Delta species was weird already because there was like all the Pokemon types were just really mixed up.
Had, electric like, type Titar, water type Altaria, and Latia or Latios.
Yeah.
Latias is fire.
All right.
I had an electric Charizard that ran train.
Yeah.
Let's.
I would say Shaymin might be viable though in this Roaring Skies. It's just like a draw card, pretty much. But it could be used. You pretty much play it, drop the six, and it's like. Double colorless attack, returns it to the hand, as well as everything attached to it.
Huh.
So it's like, you can just pretty much keep using it.
That's good. Check that out. I should check out the whole set, because
I just
looked at it, but like, I don't have a very good internet machine right now.
We're just ranting.
Alright, so, we're gonna go on, and we're gonna talk about something else. The TCG set is exciting, and I think we might do either an episode, or Jushiro will be writing an article on the whole set to give us a nice review. So, We have another the international tournament got done a couple weeks ago. I at least finished with a winning record, let it be stated.
Nice.
So that's good. I didn't get the top 256 or whatever, but I did finish with a winning record. But there is a new battle competition happening, so another online competition internationally. It is a Little Cup competition, but it's a little bit different than the Smogon rules for Little Cup, which allow Eviolite and such.
Upsetting. I just saw why.
And you can also, like, a lot of the Pokemon that were banned from Little Cup that are technically eligible are also allowed. So, I know who I'm running for this, but...
Pretty much everything that the new Ubers...
Pretty much everything that was LC Ubers is going to just be everywhere.
Were Metatite?
Metatite better be there. If you're going to do anything, Metatite. But the problem is they're not allowing Eviolite, so a lot of things won't be able to stand up to stuff. Like, Metatite's going to be incredibly fragile. And unless you have priority on it, it's going to be kind of a problem.
You just run Scarf on it.
I mean, you could, but it's not going to be nearly as... Like, I can Scarf my Diglett and do the exact same thing.
Same thing, that's true. But same point.
Mm-hmm.
Point, so, you have, like, what, 40 base attack with a Metatite? 35, something like that?
So the meta's going to be different than if you were on Smogon. So, but here are the rules. I am going to also be participating in this. First of all, registration's taking place between May 14th and May 21st. So you have 11 days until you have to register. And the competition runs from the 22nd to the 24th, and you get 30 battles, 10 a day standard. So, you also get 1,000 Pokemiles for participating, which is nothing, but... you cannot run Eviolite, and you cannot run Sonic Boom or Dragon Rage. So, because in Little Cup, those would run train, actually.
Yeah, in Little Cup, it's a knockout.
Yeah, it's a knockout in Little Cup. And so, this means, so you have to have a Pokemon in, you have to have a Pokemon that is capable of evolution, but is not evolved. And it has to be hatched in XY, Omega Ruby, and Alpha Sapphire.
They don't have to be level 5 either, though, so they lower
They lower it to... level 5, that's true. They do lower it to level 5.
So you don't have to have a level 5, but it would just be probably better, just so you have the Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever want to play Little Cup for realsies,
stuff.
The only difference between this and, like Smogon Little Cup would be the fact that Eviolite's banned.
Yeah.
And Eviolite being banned is a huge deal.
It is, because it makes all the wall that were good in, like, Little Cup, at least with mm-hmm. Mogan, pretty much bleh.
There's going to be no walls. And it's probably 3-on-3 as well, as opposed to 6-on-6. So it's going to be a much faster paced Little Cup meta than you're used to.
In my opinion, if you're playing Little Cup and you're using Eviolite, you're cheating.
Eviolite's like probably the biggest.
Eviolite's like the most
best because every Pokemon can use it. That's stupid. Everybody should just get together and be like, "Nope, no Eviolite. Let's make it harder on ourselves."
No, because it's the battle. Like, if you did that, it would just be an incredibly like hyper offensive metagame.
You're pretty much playing Airsoft with glass armor.
I feel you. Okay.
It would just be it would literally just be hyper offense all the time.
The only
Pokemon that would be used were the ones with the highest speed. And you're done.
Yeah, I can see that.
And Fake Out's gonna one hit KO like half the tier.
Yeah, true. Like,
well, Apom like, with Fake Out's just gonna hit everything.
Apom doesn't get Technician though.
No, he doesn't. He gets Skill Link instead.
Yeah.
Which is awesome for Fury Swipes.
Yeah.
But either way, I digress. We should move on and make the show not be entirely the news. Yep. So I believe that's it in the news. Nothing too terribly exciting other than that. So we're going to kick it on over to the topic after this short break.
We'll catch you on the Flop Loop.
Hey there, Puckalonians. Gator here to tell you how you can love us more. Here at Pokemon Underground Champion League's podcast, we both want and need your undying affection. But Gator, you ask, how can I do that? It's easy. Follow our Twitter and Tumblr. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to the Puckle subreddit, find us on YouTube, and if you find yourself with a couple extra dollars, consider donating to the show. 100% of donations go to the community and keeping the show running. I love you.
And on to the topic today. Our topic today is something a little bit different, because Pokedex entries have just always been weird. We do it every week. We do a Pokemon the episode, we read a Pokedex entry, and it's always something interesting that was put in there. That just seems, sometimes it's out of character for the Pokemon universe, right? Because you think it's for kids. But this time it's going to be a little bit different. We found a bunch of Pokedex entries that we thought were kind of weird. Some of them are popular, some of them aren't. So, Rhyperior takes Geodudes and shoots it out of his arm. So that's kind of like what we're looking for. Stuff like that. Interesting stuff.
One day. Yeah.
So I'm going to start off with like one of the better known ones. So we can get a feel for what we're looking for here, right? So one of them is for Darumaka. Darumaka's white entry says, Darumaka's droppings are hot, so people use them. So people used to put them in their clothes to keep themselves warm. So people are taking Darumaka poop and putting it in their clothes to keep warm. And I think that's hilarious. Because, first of all, think about this. Darumaka are typically found in the desert, right? So why are you cold enough by a Darumaka to take its poop and put it in your clothes?
Well, because, Thatch, in Black and White 2, the entire world is frozen.
Well, the entire world isn't frozen. They're, like, shooting their laser beam to make things freeze.
Well, stuff freezes.
The thing is, too, like, it's the desert. The desert is not frozen.
Yeah.
No. Though the desert does get cold at night.
Oh, maybe that's it. Okay, Shamu, you solved the problem. It's nighttime, people are cold, and they're really cold. Their blanket's not enough, so they're taking poop and putting it in their clothes.
Although it's good for the skin, so...
Is it? I don't think so.
I don't know, you never know. Nutrients, you never know.
Shamu told me I'd believe it.
Shamu told me. He's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
All right. Who's got another one? I think, Bo, how about you grab one?
Okay, yeah, I'll read Honedge's Y Pokedex entry. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
If anyone dares to grab its hilt, it wraps a blue cloth around that person's arm and drains that person's life energy completely. In the picture above it shows a dude holding a Honedge.
I hate it when people like do the fan art of people holding Honedge because of this entry. Because it's just like, no, Honedge is draining your life.
If you
the last picture of this person.
It will eat your soul, and you will become part of its swordness.
I'm just like, that's so dark. Why are you doing this right now? Why are you holding this? Because everybody, like, as soon as it was drawn, or as soon as Honedge came out, they're just like, they're just drawing pictures of people holding Dublade and, like, Honedge.
I don't know if Dublade has that. But
I don't know.
I mean,
it was two Honedge.
Yeah, it would probably be a trait that carries on.
I would assume that if you hold it, it's going to, like, take you over. Though I really...
doesn't have that, though.
What I really want...
No, he does, actually.
I would really dig a Honedge scarf to, like, wear.
That would be cool.
I think they probably make one. I should look into that.
Probably look on Etsy or something.
Yeah, Etsy probably has one.
Yeah.
They do look cool, though. I like it.
Episode if they did an episode on Honedge where Honedge wrapped its scarf around somebody and...
Yeah, Honedge hasn't been in the anime yet.
Yeah, it'd be really cool if he was.
I think... Remember there was a picture of it? Maybe I'm thinking something else.
No, I don't think it hasn't been announced yet.
I'm thinking of Rumble World. I'm thinking of Rumble World again.
I'm really hoping that, like... It'd be really cool if, like, Ash caught one. I'd be down with that.
I would like that, yeah. He doesn't have many steel types.
No, he's never caught a steel type or a ghost type before.
He didn't catch
it. Haunter does not count.
I know, that's to say, he didn't actually catch it. I want to look real quick.
Followed him around.
Yeah, he's never caught a Honedge, he's never caught a ghost or a steel type. So, like, Honedge would cover both bases, and it'd be really sweet. So, like, at least see it become, like, a Dublade or something would be really sweet.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I don't think he has. Like
he never has. And the thing is, like, to evolve it even farther, he would have to get a Duskstone. So maybe there could be, like, a small arc where he gets a Duskstone.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. Because there is the artwork going around right now for the next movie, right, where Noibat and Eevee are there. So Serena and Ash look like there's going to somehow be a Noibat and an Eevee that get involved in their lives somehow.
I want to see this movie art, because you can probably tell by the movie art, too.
It doesn't actually show which one goes with which, and I would be really interested to see Ash get Eevee and then have it become a Sylveon.
The only reason I don't think he would get Eevee is because he would have had one already.
That's true. The same argument could have been made for Gligar and Glysaur, right?
Well,
because Ash caught a Gligar in Diamond, in Sinnoh, so he could have had a Gligar already.
Yeah. Well, I mean. That's true, but Eevee is such, like, one of those mascot Pokemon. Like, he's a fan favorite, and I think Pokemon knows that, and I think he hasn't had one on purpose, because it's like, they don't want to associate an Eeveelution with the main character.
I guess that's true to some extent.
I think they probably give, because it's also Noibat, I feel like they'd give Serena the Eevee, and it would become Sylveon. Whereas, if it were to go that way, and then Ash would get the Noibat and Noivern, and then they'd have the fairy-dragon relationship.
The problem I have with that, is that Ash already has two other flying types. And if he gets...
Yeah.
We shouldn't do too much anime talk, but...
I can't find the picture you're talking about.
Oh, I'll show it to you later. It's fine.
Yeah.
Shamu, you had a Pokedex entry, too.
All right. On a darker note, we'll go to Houndoom.
Okay.
Houndoom's gold entry. If you are burned by the flame that shoots from its mouth, the pain will never go away.
Another dark Pokemon entry. Very dark. Okay, so what I would like to know about that, though, right, is do the Pokemon feel that, too? Like...
Oh, man.
That would be awful, right? Because you're battling Pokemon, and it's just like, yeah, the pain just never stops.
You go to the Pokemon Center, and it's even afterwards, it's still burned.
It's like, what's going on? Nurse Joy, what's happening to my Pokemon? Oh, did you battle a Houndoom? Yeah. Yeah, that just never goes away.
Maybe you should put it down.
Yeah.
That'd be horrible. They give you that suggestion? Like, oh, God.
They would probably have to... Like, that's a reasonable suggestion, though, right? Like, put it out of its misery.
Please kill me.
Oh, man. On a just as dark note, maybe not as dark, but maybe, like... disgusting. I have Gorbis with its Sapphire and Alpha Sapphire entry, right? So here we go. Although Gorbis is the very picture of elegance and beauty while swimming, it is also cruel. When it spots prey, this Pokemon inserts its thin mouth into the prey's body and drains the prey of its body fluids.
What?
Yeah, right? Gorbis. Who is just like, Gorbis is like a vicious killer, man?
Not even, it just drains your goo.
It drains your goo so you can't live.
I know, I believe, Beautifly has something similar to this.
Really? Is Beautifly, like, Beautifly might be similar. I don't know. I saw Gorbis, and I was just like, that does not make sense.
Something out, something with its, like, tube, whatever. I can look up real quick. And
no, don't even worry about it. It's fine. Okay. But yeah, Gorbis is just like, you don't see that coming from Gorbis, right?
Yeah, that's a Huntail kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's something you'd think a Huntail would do.
Huntail, like, this Pokemon likes to cuddle up with friends or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a rainbow with its mouth.
It vomits rainbows and creates sunshine with its happy smile. Let's see. No, not at all. Huntail's tail is shaped like a fish. It uses the tail to attract prey, then swallows the prey whole with its large gaping mouth.
Oh well, that's still. I mean.
It's not nearly as nice as Gorbis. So Clamperl just turns into two awful creatures.
Vicious killers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a Pokedex entry for Slugma. Actually, I have two. It never sleeps. It has to keep moving because if it stopped, its magma body would cool and harden.
Yeah, that's...
Turn to stone if it stopped moving. Also, Slugma does not have any blood in its body. Instead, intensely hot magma circulates through this Pokemon's body, carrying essential nutrients and oxygen to its organs.
Okay, how does it carry, like, nutrients? Like, how does lava do that?
Maybe, there are minerals in the
I guess, but, like, I don't think it's minerals for life, right? Well, you need some kind of, like, organic compound.
Slug. He's not as organic as, I mean, he's probably a little bit less water-based than you and I.
I mean, there definitely has to be, like, something for, I guess we can make the assumption that, like, Pokemon are creatures that don't follow the rules of our world, because look at, like, they're breathing fire and, like, creating infinite water supplies, and...
And it's a flamethrower, so, like...
Yeah. And so I guess there has to be something with that, right? Like, we can't assume that Pokemon, like, follow the normal rules of, like, life.
No, because if they did, we'd have them right now.
That's definitely true. Definitely true. But yeah, Slugma just like stopped moving. It's kind of like Spoink, right? Where like Spoink, because that one's overdone. The whole Spoink thing going on. Like if he stops bouncing, he dies.
He just stops.
Yeah, he's just stop, dead.
Drop dead. Stop the drop.
He's done.
And then it's just like, what if you stop, pick up your Spoink to like hug it? Like if you pick up a Spoink to hug it, you killed it.
Or, well, it would literally be stop, drop, and roll because the ball would roll when it fell.
Oh.
Oh god. You took that to a really dark place, Andrew.
I did.
You took that to a really, really, really dark place.
I love Spoink on his animations always, because if he's asleep, he's still bouncing.
Yeah. Well, he has to be, or he's gonna die.
Or he's gonna die, but he's just, like, sleeping, but he's got such great balance.
That's such an awful, like, evolutionary mechanism. It's just like, yeah, your heart is attached to this, like, tail thing that you bounce on.
Then what if its tail was its heart, and that's how it pumped blood, was by bouncing?
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
I was thinking more of like its heart, like it had to bounce to like keep the heart beating or something. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
It won't beat normally. Just like maybe the movement makes it beat or something. I don't know. Shakes it to move it or whatever.
I don't know. We should move on and try not to figure this out. Shamu, you've got another one.
Let's go to a nice place. Miltank.
That's
crystal.
Such a nice place.
Well, Miltank's crystal entry isn't bad. In order to milk a Miltank, one must have a knack for rhythmically pulling up and down on its udders.
That's so descriptive. Like,
rhythmically.
Rhythmically. You have to do it rhythmically or it doesn't work.
You can't do it. Miltank.
I mean, it'd be pretty easy if the rap music's playing, like, all the time.
You just have to, like...
Depend on what the rhythm is, too. It might that be, like...
I wonder how many Miltank farmers are also really good drummers.
Yeah.
Jumping on a Miltank?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man. That's just, like, that's also, like, Pokemon, like, these Pokedex entries are just so weird, because it's just, like, things you never think about in the Pokemon world. It's just, like, this happy, cheery, like, no-fear place, and it's just, like... Huntail swallows things whole, and Gorbis likes to suck out bodily fluids.
But you're a 10-year-old with no skills at all. You're fine to go out on your own.
Yeah, do it. this place is really dangerous. Like, all these Pokemon have, like, really, really dark, entries and stuff. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, more dark than not.
Mm-hmm.
I feel.
What if there's, like, a serial killer Pokemon that just wanted to be captured so it can just, like, kill?
I don't know if that happened yet, but there's things that's just, like, it's, like, there's like, Drifloon and Drifblim where, just, like, yeah, they try to pick up kids and take them away, but they can't. But they're trying.
It's, like, imagine, like, Gorbis, like, wants to be captured, gets captured, released, kill the trainer, or kill the owner, Pokemon gets captured, another
like,
person.
Have you watched that, documentary called Blackfish on Netflix?
No.
It's about, like, orca whales in captivity.
Oh.
That's essentially the plot. That's essentially what's going on. They're not getting captured so they can kill people, but they're getting captured, and then they're killing people because they want to be put in the ocean and not in a tank. Mm. They get very frustrated. okay, so moving on to another Pokedex entry. I have Kadabra from Fire Red, because oddly enough, the Fire Red and Red entries are different.
Huh.
It happened one morning. A boy with extrasensory powers awoke in a bed, transformed into a Kadabra. Like, that's what that says.
I wonder,
the one with your puberty.
If these parents got a mix-up at the hospital when they brought home their with extrasensory powers, and they just had a really handsome Abra.
Really handsome? He just sleeps like 18 hours a day.
Yeah,
Abra with a toupee?
He's just growing, that's all. He's a tail. That's normal.
Some people have tails. No. No, they don't. Oh,
they don't.
His eyes aren't opening. That's normal.
It's just like...
That's a bit me.
I assume that Abra, like... He has a... What is he based on? Like a cat?
I think so, yeah. Some sort of cat.
I would
fox,
assume.
Something. I don't know. Some sort of feline creature.
Goats and foxes.
Well, I bet Bulbapedia could tell us.
That's what I just read on Bulbapedia. Oh. Goats and foxes.
Goats and foxes?
What? It has similarities to both.
I guess the feet kind of go to, like, the legs.
It's got this really long tail and everything. I don't know. I could... Yeah. It's wearing shoulder pads. Our kid's really good at football, Walt. Okay? Look at him. He's born with shoulder pads. And then he's a Kadabra.
And then he's got no physical defense at all. Yeah, he's got these shoulder pads.
Oh, well. Oh, well. You got another one, Bo?
Yeah. I've got actually two for Entei.
Oh, yeah. I like these.
Let's see here.
Gold and silver, right?
This is also a contradiction, pretty hard. Volcanoes erupt when it barks. Unable to restrain its extreme power, it races headlong around the land. And its silver entry says, a Pokemon that races across the land, it is said that one is born every time a new volcano appears.
That's so hilarious. Because it's just like, every time it barks, there's another Entei.
I just like the idea of it just diving, like, just instantly popping out of nowhere. Just like, boop, boop, boop.
I assume they come out of the volcano.
I don't know.
Kind of like when you throw the, if you ever play Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
An Arcanine jumps out, but mm-hmm. It's just Entei, and he just, like, bursts this volcano.
Or if you just have, like, it just barks, and it just comes out of its mouth. You never
well,
know.
I feel like, I just made that connection, right? Like, Entei, because Arcanine was originally supposed to be a legendary Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
And so, Entei is essentially what Arcanine was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I just realized that.
The thing I noticed, too, with the entry this time around is that it's born whenever time a volcano is made.
Okay,
not erupts.
Well, but still, it's still just
it
like...
It can be the same kind of correlation sometimes, but it's kind of...
I mean, if a volcano is made, what does that mean? And it means... Something's erupting.
Usually.
Right?
Yeah.
And
so it's kind of at the same time it can kind of be...
Also, think about the catastrophes that are happening every time you use Mean Look on Entei.
And it has to roar.
And it has to roar to get out. Just think of the catastrophes. There's a volcano going off somewhere.
That's why you put it asleep first, and then you go back and find it, and then use Mean Look.
Ooh. But the sleep doesn't last forever.
No.
No, but that's long enough to get a Mean Look, so then you can put it to sleep again.
Yeah. All right. Shamu, you got another one?
Yes, I do. I don't know if I have one or two. There's two of them on here, I think, that are good.
Oh, which one? What Pokemon?
Wigglytuff.
Oh, yes. The
There's the yellow, and then there was the Stadium 2.
Oh, do the good one.
They're different ones, technically, but... Oh, Stadium 2 first.
Yeah.
Their fur feels so good that if two of them snuggle together, they won't want to be separated.
Ha. So, I mean, that's just so... That's so silly. Like...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you're so soft. You're so soft!
Yeah, like, if someone touches the fur, they won't want to go away or anything.
That's such an odd, like... It makes sense that they're fairy types now because of that.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, that's so weird.
It is. It's just, like...
I'm going to cuddle with you forever.
You separate them, they just start attacking you.
Yeah.
But I want to go with the yellow one, too. Its body is full of elasticity. By inhaling deeply, it can continue to inflate itself without limit. So it just keeps growing. Just what? Like...
Oh my gosh, that'd be ridiculous.
I like the idea. Like, it's pretty much what Jigglypuff does in Smash.
What's its classification? Is it the balloon Pokemon?
I believe it is, actually.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, then.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Until we got an actual balloon, but...
Yeah. A lot of them mention, like, the balloon, but this one, like, says no limit.
No limit.
Everything else is just enormous. Like a balloon. This is just no limit.
That would be so silly if Jigglypuff got the move Growth for some reason.
Just grows.
Wigglytuff? Not Jigglypuff. Wigglytuff. Just gets Growth. That would be so sweet if that was, like, a plot of an anime episode. Like, Jigglypuff, grow! And it grows, and like it punches a Tyranitar in the face.
Or just like plug the hole.
There needs to be like a fairy punch move.
This should be
like a physical fairy.
It's kind of like play rough.
I guess, but I still want it to be just like fairy punch. Bah!
Or we could have like water punch for Blastoise.
Oh,
so you can actually have like Blastoise punching.
Only for Mega Blastoise though. It's called Wrist Cannon Launcher, and then Blastoise punches the guy in the face. And it lets the cannon off. That's a new idea I just came up with.
Blastoise could do it. It just wouldn't be like the arm punch. It would just like, Blastoise could just punch and then like kind of like turn and then shoot him in the face with the cannon.
Oh man. I just really want the wrist cannon.
Like,
have you seen that Brad Pitt movie, Inglorious Boop?
Yeah.
where they have like the guns on their hands and the gloves.
I don't remember
at
that.
The end of the movie, and they punch the Germans in the face, and like the gun goes off and shoots them in the head at the same time.
I don't remember that.
I picture that every time I want Mega Blastoise to punch a guy in the face and let the cannon off. Like, I really want that. I was so sad. That was a missed opportunity in the anime.
That is. They can still do it, but it's been kind of.
Okay, so our I have one more entry to talk about, and it's Teddy Ursa. So, like, you never think, like, Teddy Ursa would have a weird Pokedex entry, but there are several entries, actually, where it talks about it putting honey on its hands, like some bears do, actually. They actually like, put honey on their hands. So let me read you Diamond and Pearl first. It lets honey soak into its paws so it can lick them all the time. Every set of paws tastes unique. And then let me see, there's another one where he talks about soaking it in. Well, I guess there's nothing really. Where it's talking about they all taste different. But, so, first of all, it says every set of paws tastes unique. Now, how do you know that?
It's, like, so, I think, vague to a point. Like,
that means somebody is going around licking Teddy Ursa paws, making sure they taste different.
Yeah, or there could be a more darker route where...
Where people are eating Teddy Ursa paws?
Like, they're, like, chopping off their paws.
I mean, they have that with Slowpoke Tails, right?
Yeah.
Slowpoke Tails, that's happening all the time.
It's like, it's so vague, there's no real way to, like, interpret it. It's like, I just wish there was.
People are tasting their paws somehow.
What with the Naked Teddy Ursa Man?
Naked Teddy Ursa Man.
Famous Ursa Man that lives in the woods and goes around and snatches up little Teddy Ursa and licks their paws.
Teddy Ursa's just struggling, like, don't eat all my honey!
There's like a wanted poster in the Pokemon Center. Like, anybody sees this naked Teddy Ursa guy, keep your Teddy Ursa in the Pokeballs and just let us know.
Teddy Ursa is such a... I wish there was more like Teddy Ursa in the anime, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because Teddy Ursa is just like... I could see him as like a Pikachu character, you know? And it would work out really well.
Well, the one time it actually popped up, it was like a complete douche.
Yeah, no, the one time it was there was... it was trying to be nice, but then it stole all their stuff.
Yeah, like, nice to the people, mean to the Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's it. That's all we have for now. We're going to ask you guys, though, to send in emails next week. What Pokédex entries do you think are, like, really weird that we should have talked about but didn't? So send that in to PucklePodcast@gmail.com. We'll remind you before the end of the show. So without further ado, I guess it's commercial break. So we'll catch you guys on the flip-flop. Is your morning routine in need of more education? Have you been thinking I need to expand my vocabulary? Well then, do we have the solution for you? Here we have Unknown Cereal, the cereal that lets you make words as you eat it. So every morning you get to wake up, you pour it in the bowl, and letters appear and make words. It's amazing. Dr. Shamu, what do you think of the cereal?
It's amazing. The letter that my spoon spell preparing for shipment.
Okay, and how about you, Bo?
Mine says, ooh.
Bosefus, you're eating Combios.
Wait, this isn't a Combios ad?
No, it's
well,
not,
then
Bosefus.
Tonight, I'm Bill, and I have a new Combios ad. Combios, the cereal
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only Pucko Podcast!
And welcome back! We're on to our Pokemon of the episode, who is this week National Dex number 132, Ditto, the Transform Pokemon.
It can transform into anything. However, if it is made to laugh, it can't maintain its disguise. When it sleeps, it changes into a stone to avoid being attacked.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It turns into a stone?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome!
When it encounters another Ditto, it will move faster than normal to duplicate that opponent exactly.
What?
Ditto rearranges its cell structure to transform itself into other shapes. However, if it tries to transform itself to something by relying on its memory, this Pokemon manages to get details wrong.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. Okay, so Ditto is what Scrawn has written about this week in the meta. So you can check that out for anything that we might have missed. But Ditto's pretty much a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
He has two abilities, Limber and Imposter, and only Imposter is really the ability you want to use. Limber allows doesn't allow him to be paralyzed, but Imposter, however, allows you to send him out, and you don't even need to worry about using the move Transform. He'll just instantly transform into whatever he sees. As for competitively, if you're thinking about what you want to run on him, I mean, it doesn't matter. He can only learn Transform, right?
Yeah, so wise, it's I believe the even the spread is max HP.
Yeah,
max HP, max speed.
Well, it should be max HP. I would recommend personally. What I would do is 248 HP. Over 252.
So to give him odd, or
To give him odd HP.
Yeah,
that way,
that.
When he goes in for entry hazards, he has an extra turn or
for at least
burn
for rocks.
Or something.
Everything else, I don't know if it works that way.
It should also be noted that Ditto, when he does transform, does collect the stat boost that your opponent
yeah.
had. So, like a
so
very popular
like
item,
six.
A very popular item for him to hold his choice scarf because then you're guaranteed the revenge kill.
Yeah, that's the one I would recommend. Though leftovers is okay. I would recommend Scarf.
I mean, Shamu, imagine like late game.
I've seen a few people run leftovers.
You and I have been, for various reasons, working with Dragonite, right?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine getting a Dragon Dance up on your Dragonite, and you're just wrecking, going to town with Outrage.
Oh, yeah, and then you get
revenge kill
with it after you get the plus six.
Yeah. They get, you send out Ditto, and Ditto's like, yo, bro, I got your stat boost and a choice scarf. I'm gonna Outrage.
And then you get to run the same train that he was just running.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And now he doesn't have a Dragonite to fight you.
Literally, like, Dragonite, if Dragonite gets set up now, like, it's
Dragonite's
amazing.
Really good. Dragonite's really good.
Yeah.
I've been very impressed with
him. Option on Ditto. I wouldn't say run it, but...
Does Ditto get the ability when he transforms, or no?
I believe he does.
I would think so.
I believe he does, yeah.
I mean,
it says it can copy the Pokemon exactly, so.
Yeah.
I assume it's ability. I don't remember. I haven't used Ditto in a while, so. I don't know if I've ever used Ditto.
Oh, Imposter will not work if the opponent is transformed, disguised with illusion, or behind a substitute. That's interesting. So substitute can prevent Ditto from, like, working.
Yeah.
So it can't be a Zoroark unhit.
Yeah.
And it can't be another Ditto, yeah.
Hmm.
That's really interesting.
Or can't use another Ditto to copy whatever to copy itself.
Mm-hmm. I think that's incredibly interesting, actually. Wow. Okay, it does hold its IVs, though, even though it copies the stats. So, for hidden power, it'll actually work out really well.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ditto's really just a one-trick pony. He's just pretty very one-trick. There's not really anything that's... Ditto is, of course, used as, like, the breeding machine.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, that's what he does. He breeds and he transforms into Pokemon. So nothing really special about Ditto. If you want to read some more about Ditto, Scrawn's got some, like, stats to, like, back up some cool things that Ditto can do outside of this. So check that out at PucklePodcast.com. So... Scrawn's article in the meta. So let's move on to the mailbag.
It's mail time. It's time for the mailbag. Send in your emails. Your mail's here. Check your inbox. It's time for the mailbag! Mail!
And on to the mailbag. Our mailbag is, as always, brought to you by our sponsors, Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves. And our mailbag question last week was, what do you guys think of Pokemon Rumble World, since it just came out recently? And we talked about it last week, and I think it's a super, a really awesome free game. So... check that. So let's see what everybody has to say, and hopefully if there's somebody that we think is worthy of it, we can hand them the Green Tauros badge. So let's dig right into these emails. So our first one is from Shuckles. Hi there, Captain Thatch and his oil rig crew of co-hosts. You guys don't get that because you probably didn't listen to the bonus episode. Yeah.
Okay.
In the bonus episode, I mentioned that we should get a boat to play laser tag on, and I found out that you can buy oil rigs online for not as much money as you think they would cost.
Like what, 5,000?
Oh no, not that cheap.
No, like probably, but like probably like 120,000.
Probably more like I think the cheapest one I found was like 400,000.
Oh, okay.
That's still pretty reasonable though for like an oil rig, right?
Yeah.
Like
ship, yeah.
I mean, yeah. We could buy one and then just, like, dock it in,
like,
Erie.
A little boat sometimes can be $1 million, just depending on what it's made
of. And we could go have an oil rig and just dock it in the middle of Lake Michigan.
Or it could be an extra, like, 500,000 just because it has a cooler. It's like, why?
Okay, but either way. It is I, Shuffles, or, I mean, Shuckles. I guess I have Pokemon Shuffle on the brain. I actually like playing Pokemon Shuffle more than Rumble World. Button mashing isn't my thing, and with the fact that my playtime with Pokemon Shuffle is limited, I can play in my spare time. I recently started my Pokemon Y over and played with a team of creatures I've never used before. Farfetch'd, Furfrou, Blastoise, Golurk, and Rapidash. I never really picked a sixth, but I really love my team as we smashed our way through the Elite Four. Farfetch'd, equipped with a stick, hits critically every single turn with Leaf Blade, Night Slash, Slash, and Air Cutter. But my favorite of the bunch was undoubtedly Furfrou. What a tank! Due to the fact that I now love this dog, I have bred a few and used them competitively, and they have been loyal to me, and they have often stopped the competition dead in their tracks. I wanted you to know that your discussion about Vivian inspired me to go hunting for them all. I searched high and low and traded until at last I finished my Vivian collection, and it's because of Puckle. The final thing I wanted to report back from last week's email, yes, Cloud9 does indeed eliminate the effects of Desolate Land and Primordial Sea. Some people on Battlespot actually run Choice Scarf Modest Golduck as a revenge killer because Primal Groudon has been common there in free battle. Well, keep shuffling your flip-flops, Shuckles. Alright.
That's good to know.
Shamu, you want to get this next one from Jedman? Or Marsh Top Man? My bad.
Hey, Puckle. It is I, the Marsh Top Man, and I have a confession to make. I have never played Pokemon Silver. Gasp. Well, that is until I decided to buy it for my birthday, online. And now that I have played it, I will have to say that I prefer Pokemon Heart Gold above it. I think Heart Gold has a way more fun atmosphere while still having epic moments. Yeah, I know why people praise the original, because of nostalgia. But I thought it was going to be amazing, and don't get me wrong, I do love it. Just not as much as Heart Gold. Maybe it's because I played Heart Gold beforehand. Well, that was my thoughts on Pokemon Gen 2. Now the mailbag. Well, I don't know what Pokemon... Wait, I lost my thought. I don't know what Pokemon Rumble World is, so...
The thing that we talked about the whole last episode, you don't know what it is?
The free game on the 3DS.
Yeah.
It's pretty much. And that is it. This is Marsh Top Man saying bye.
Bye, Marsh Top Man.
Yeah.
Bye, Marsh Top Man.
Bo, are you still suffering technical difficulties?
No, well, I can read it on my phone, but it might die.
Okay.
Hey, Thatch and crew. Link Lost Duke here with my shortest email to date. So last week, I was too late with my email. That makes it twice in 3 weeks. You'd think I'd learn, but nope. Here I am on a Sunday trying to get this email in last minute, but enough about my poor time management skills. Let's talk Pokemon. So Pokemon Rumble. When you were discussing this on the podcast, I was a bit confused. I'd played a Pokemon Rumble game before, but had no idea there was a new one, and I didn't get any Spot Pass notification on my 3DS. Lo and behold, a few days after listening to the podcast, I get a notification and the software became available to download. Maybe there was a delay and Australia, where I live, didn't get it until a few days ago.
I wanted to actually check on that. I read his email and I was just like, is that true? And no, it's not. They all came out on the same day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have it now, so that's all that matters. I haven't played it yet and I can't see myself playing Rumble anytime soon. I enjoyed playing Rumble on the 3DS a few years back, but other games came along and I wasn't too excited to finish it. Still, I'm not complaining about a free game. I will give it a play once I finish a couple other games. In response to the mailbag regarding for Pokemon for the episode, I think that Mew is your go-to poke. There is so much to cover with Mew across all formats of Pokemon, I think it would make for a great episode. Well, I want to try and get this in before you record, so I'll end it here. Link Lost Duke out.
Wonderful. Alright, and we've got one more from the fluffiest Whimsicott. Hello, Thatch and Rumblin' co-hosts. Let me get the mailbag question out of the way first. Pokemon Rumble World is adorable. I downloaded it after listening to the last episode, and I'm really enjoying it. So thank you, guys. But now I'd like to talk about the other topic of last week's episode, Vivian. I have a couple of additions to make to the info you gave, which hopefully will help other Vivian aficionados out there even more. Everyone with an American or European 3DS can actually access most Vivian patterns by changing country and region on the 3DS, starting a new game and saving right away. You then have to put the correct regional info back or you won't be able to access the eShop or Pokemon Bank. A new Auras game should work too. You'll just have to breed Scatterbug instead of catching them. American 3DSs can actually have any pattern except Elegant, Garden, Meadow, Monsoon, and Tundra. Really, that's a lot. Because you can input pretty much any country in North, Central, and South America, and not just U.S. states. European 3DSs can have any pattern except Elegant, Modern, and Savannah. That's so many. If you Google Vivian spreadsheet, you'll easily find a Google Doc which tells you which country and region you have to input to get a certain pattern. Since most of you listening have an American 3DS, if you want a Meadow pattern Vivian, just PM me on the site. I'll be glad to hook you up with the pinkest butterfly of them all. I also have access to marine ones, in case you want one for any reason you can't go through Kalos or Hoenn with a very fake Chilean accent. Fluffy flip-flops, the fluffiest Whimsicott. And I guess that's it for the mailbag. I didn't see anything amazing in the mailbag for the badge. And I think pretty much almost everybody had one. So, no mailbag badge this week. But I would like to remind everybody that you guys can send us in an email next week at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. It doesn't have to be about the mailbag question, but our mailbag question is, in fact, what Pokedex entries do you think are really odd or stand out? So send that in to pucklepodcast@gmail.com. Maybe it's something cool. It could be something that we talked about, or maybe even something that you found that we should have talked about, and you got angry that we didn't do it. And you just got so mad you flipped over your keyboard, threw your phone against the wall. And, or you just listened to the podcast and you're just like, I know one. So please do that. Also, in your free time, please check out pucklepodcast.com. We have a lot of cool things there. New chat boxes there. I'm on it a lot more often because I can be on my phone now and go chat on Puckle. And you can also read all of the awesome articles that our writing staff puts together. They do a lot of work on that. And it's actually really interesting. They're all really good reads. Almost an article a day. So please do that. On top of that, let's see. You can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Subscribe to our subreddit. We have so many cool things going on, so come on and join the community. The Summer League should be starting at the end of the month, so next week we'll come back to you guys with more information about that. And, yeah, so get ready. Get ready, guys. It's going to be a great summer of Puckle. Anything you guys want to add?
I don't think so.
We're all good?
No,
all
right. I'm good.
All right, then. So I guess that means I'm Trainer Thatch.
I'm Bo.
I'm Shamu.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time. Yo, Bo, let's show off our mad skills, yo.
Yo. Bup, bup, ba-da-dup, bup, bup, ba-da-da-da-da-dup,
da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da.
Ba-da-dup, dup, dup.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da-da, da-da.
Dup, 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 da-da-dup. Dup, 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 dup,
dup. That was pretty good. We're pretty good.
All right.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.